There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Maybe you were buried in that water on the West Coast. Man, that was crazy. This is America Tonight. Kate Delaney. Speaking of being buried, we thought that we might be buried in conversation over the nonsense of a government shutdown and then some of the exaggeration that happened surrounding that. But lo and behold, some last-minute phone calls by the Prez and the VP and John Boehner. And the House says yes to a $1.1 trillion spending bill, basically funding the government. So no government shutdown, it looks like anyway, from the House point of view. That happened on Thursday at about 9:45. It was a wild day. Early in the day, it didn't look like this was going to happen, and that's when the phone calls started. So 219 to 206, the final vote. The Senate will vote on the House bill, I'm sure, on Friday, but we'll see if that slips or not. President Obama is expected to sign it into law once it passes the Senate, of course, and that's it. The bottom line is there are a couple of different things important in this bill, significant to you, the taxpayer, but the biggest thing is immigration, which was hanging over the heads of the Republicans because they wanted to not fund the president's executive action. Now what happens is the Department of Homeland Security will be funded through February, but after that it's done. So it means everything else government-wise is funded, but and so is Department of Homeland Security, but for only 2 months, and that's when the new Congress switches in the beginning of January. So a couple of gifts here, too, for a few, I think, different sectors of the economy, including the Wall Street fat cats, who got some pretty sweet treatment in one of the provisions of the bill, and that's the one of the key planks of the Dodd-Frank financial reform bill, and so it's a huge break there. All the drama seemed to be over that for the Democrats, and that passes. So, and then also campaign finance, and that was tweaked, meaning more money could be dumped into campaigns as part of what is spelled out in this bill, and that's going to stay the same in the same spot. And the Democrats didn't like that, but that was all ironed out. So conservative Republicans fought the bill. They were angry that it didn't do anything with Obama's executive action on immigration, but clearly nothing was going to happen here, so it's going to wait until February. No conversation of a shutdown. Oh, because it would be the second one, by the way, for this Congress, and they didn't want to see that happen. At least enough people didn't want to see that happen. All right, I mentioned the rain. The rain that smashed into the West Coast. I mean, San Francisco is crazy. It almost looked like a slice of Atlantis. You know, the fantasy Atlantis underwater city. Well, slight exaggeration. But the rain, they say, will alleviate 3 years of drought in California. It's not going to cure everything because it's so behind. But there was so much rainfall that also included wind, unfortunately. So you had 250,000 customers without power. They're calling it Stormageddon. Schools were closed. A lot of businesses were closed. The Embarcadero, which is a big tourist place when you go to San Francisco and walk around the marketplace, that was closed down because there was flooding and nobody could get through. That makes complete sense. In Oregon, it was a nightmare, too. If you were flying in or out of San Francisco, forget about it. The airport was crushed. 236 flight cancellations, 40% of the days, 589 cancellations nationwide. So it was pretty dicey as if someone was going to get out or not. And check this out. You got to put this on your bucket list, or I think it's worth a bucket list check mark if you've never been to the Petrified Forest, but 14 and a half inches of rain in the petrified forest. 14 and a half inches. Wow. In some parts of Northern California, they got 3 to 4 inches. And in other parts, like I just mentioned, the Petrified Forest, 14. That's crazy. And if you've seen the Petrified Forest, it would pretty much look like it was underwater. In Napa, they were talking about the Napa River, that it was going to actually crest to 18 feet, and that would be kind of moderate flooding. And the waves were epic. The waves were epic, like in Santa Cruz, 20-foot waves. And you know there's going to be people, even though they warn you not to go and try to surf, there was people that were trying to surf. They just couldn't help themselves. And the wind especially. And the wind was 40, 50 miles an hour. Miles an hour, depending on where, what part of the state you were in. But all the problems that 3 years of drought has caused, draining reservoirs, threatening farms, driving up food prices, anything that they can get, they'll take. So Thursday's rain was huge for California, basically getting half an inch an hour, half an inch of rain an hour. They call it an atmospheric river, which is kind of cool. I've never heard that term before, but it was crazy to watch what was happening there, because it was falling so fast. And knowing that, looking at the forecast, this is exactly what was predicted. I think this is one of the saddest stories that I've heard, and I haven't talked about this on America Tonight, but, you know, because it's just so sordid. But we have so many friends of the show that live in Mississippi. We're on in Mississippi, and we've been to Mississippi with the show. And there's a patch of a rural area in northwest Mississippi. And you had, sadly, this young woman that disappeared. And now questions are just all over the map about how a 19-year-old in her car ended up severely burned in a wooded area, you know, dying from injuries on Sunday. Her family said she suffered burns over 98% of her body. And we're talking about Jessica Chambers. And with warrants and cracking a password code, police were able to access her phone records, and they're following up on some leads. They're searching her information and text records and all that kind of stuff, and looking through the cell phone. And they think they might, you know, be able to have some leads from this with the phone content. And it's just the saddest story. You know, neighbors and people she went to school with couldn't say, you know, nicer things about her. But imagine getting that phone call. I mean, someone setting her on fire in the car. I mean, it's just a terrible thing. And the people in the area are so outraged that they're asking for any help with the case, any information, anything that can be significant, can lead to something, just to talk to the police. Because the people really, really want to see somebody answer for this. It was just so shocking. And they determined an accelerant was actually used in the fire, but they don't know if it was poured on the car or on Jessica Chambers. They're not sure, so they're still at the point where they're processing all of this evidence. Awful, awful stuff. All right, stay with us, and thanks to Dan the Man. Great job filling in for Nathan Reeder. Always fun to have him on board, so rock on, brother. Hang with us, everybody. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I can't believe it. I'm in the presence of greatness, sort of, because he's in a virtual green room and I'm someplace else. Dick Cavett, he is terrific, and he's got a great book out. I stayed up very late reading it, Brief Encounters, Conversations, Magic Moments, and Assorted Hijinks. He has met everyone and anyone, and he is the coolest dude on the planet. Dick, thanks so much for coming on with us.
Well, I'm sorry I ruined your night's sleep. You seem coherent today.
I try. So when everybody meets you, do they always ask you about John Lennon and Yoko Ono? I mean, that was one of
yes.
the best interviews.
Yes, they do.
How did that come about?
I don't know exactly. Somebody on my staff suggested it. Somebody tried something or other, got word back that they watched the show and they would be glad to meet me and see if they felt from that they like doing it. So on a rainy day in the middle of the afternoon, I went to the St. Regis Hotel and up to their suite, and they were on the bed, and it startled me at first, and then I realized they were working there. With John had folders and stuff laid out. And almost immediately, John was accessible and friendly and like someone you were comfortable with, and he would, I made him laugh. I said, to his remark to me, "You know, you have the only halfway intelligent talk show on television." And I asked him why he would want to be on a halfway intelligent show. And he found that quite funny. I'm glad to see that you do, too.
I do find that funny. And I just love the cross-section of the people that you had a chance to have those brief encounters with. I mean, the name of the book, it must have come to you, boom, because it fits what you're talking about and who you've talked to over the course of a long career. Muhammad Ali, sparring with him, joking with him, and how excited he was to meet you. Did you find that that started to happen to you because you became a celebrity, Dick? So were people drawn to you as well?
Well, you're right. It took a while to adjust to that. And when people I never dreamed as a kid in Nebraska seeing in the movies or wherever, television, that I would ever be in the same room with them, but let alone having them say, you know, "I'm such a fan," or "It's nice because I'm still little Dickie Cavett from Nebraska, and they're Orson Welles or Marlon Brando or Katharine Hepburn or a famous murderer or the head of a mafia family. But I'm stunned at my guest list when I look back at it, of the number of people who were on, not just showbiz greats, but of everything, including one murderer and or two, probably, if I only knew, and sports people and political people, and the fact that I managed to become, to my great pride, an enemy of Richard Nixon.
Yes, and how did that happen?
In a number of ways, going back a bit, partly from my protesting that John Lennon should not be, he asked me if I would come down and talk for his benefit. When the great unindicted co-conspirator and criminal in the White House, from Yorba Belinda, and his criminal vice president, Spiro Agnew, we had two crooks in the White House at the same time, wanted John out of the country because his lickspittle, H.R. Haldeman, had said this guy Lennon could sway an election. And that, and over the years, I found the White House watched the show constantly. I eventually had the thrill, which you can too, vicariously on YouTube, of seeing Nixon say, "Cavett, what can we do to screw him?"
I know. I have actually seen that, so it is very funny.
To see the most powerful man in the world. Lately, because I did this stunningly brilliant hour documentary, and I don't get the credit for it, the people who put it together, called Dick Cavett's Watergate. You can Google Dick Cavett's Watergate and see a stirring hour. I didn't realize, someone else did, that I had had nearly all the baddies of Watergate on my show. And on this show, somebody called after seeing it and saying, "Do you feel sorry for Nixon in any way?" And I said, "Yes." The poor man died never having an answer to his question, "Is Cavett a Jew?"
Because he was so certain, right?
you can see that in the special. Yeah, his anti-Semitism was one of his many highly developed traits, along with the foulest mouth in the history of the world, probably part of his obsession with his manhood that psychologists or psychiatrists would often point out. He was a real man, he would say about people. And that and the fact that he was such a brilliant man, genius lawyer, people who saw him testify when he was a lawyer at Supreme Court said it was just thrillingly brilliant, sprang from the womb screaming, "I want to be president," and with an ugly personality and face, he managed the miracle of doing it, and then, of course, screwed it up.
No kidding. I think we're almost out of time, but you and I have something in common. My first job out of college was in Kearney, Nebraska, and I know what a runza is. You know what a runza is, too, don't you?
I was born there.
In Kearney, Nebraska? How about
yes,
that?
Yes, they get credit.
Yeah.
We lived in Gibbon, but they had no hospital. And the next time we talk, we must talk about the very heartbreaking Christmas story that's in my book, the two criminal offenses that I committed as a young man, and the sordid sex stories.
Oh, I love it. Promise me you'll come back. Will you come back, Dick?
Try me. Just
all right.
Try me.
I love
okay.
it. Dick Cavett, Brief Encounters. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate.
Bye-bye. Wow, how great to talk to Dick Cavett. Brief Encounters. It's really true. I did sit, I decided I was going to try to read what I could, and then read what I could turned into reading the whole book. And at the tail end of the book, he talks about all these different people that he met, that he really liked James Gandolfini, and he talked about going to his funeral and his encounters with different members of the Sopranos. And with Gandolfini, he had seen him on Broadway, and he had front row seats and said the guy was an actor. He was incredible. And he talked about Gandolfini telling him that he was having anxiety attacks, and he had even gone to get treatment for it because of this play, that he was worried about whether or not he was going to make his, you know, whether he was going to make his his marks and the stage time and memorizing the lines and all of that sort of stuff. And I thought that was pretty powerful. It was a whole chapter in his book. And he talks about also some of the other people in his long, long career, like Dick Clark. And he talks about what Dick Clark was like in conversations with Clark and how he just liked him, that he was just pleasant and that he was great at kidding on the air and he had a great relationship. He was just good on radio and how much fun it was to interact with him and the fact that he did the Pyramid Show. And the Pyramid Show at the time, if you remember, that was only on once a week in the night. And he taped a couple of shows, and he said he saw the show, and then he said he somewhat foolishly accepted the offer. He said, not much of a move of a wise person, but it turned out okay. He said he learned the game on the job. He learned what he had to do on the job. And I guess because there is a worrisome thing there, by the way. You have a contestant with you, and you want to win money for them. And so that was part of the deal, that it wasn't all just kibitzing anymore. It wasn't just radio. You were doing TV, and you were trying to help somebody actually win some money. He also talks about, he has a chapter called The Wrath of Grapes, and he talks about, the alcohol industry and drinking and joking about that with writers and actors. And he talked about notorious examples of it. And, you know, he talked about what that was like for him and going through friendships with people and the drinks with people and what hangovers do to, like, Robert Benchley, who talked famously about his hangovers and said once that the only cure for a hangover was death. And you know, he has a lot of funny, funny quotes in it. I thought it was really interesting. And what a compliment to him is you have Jimmy Fallon, who now is the host of course, The Tonight Show. And Jimmy Fallon did the foreword in the book, Dick Cavett's book, and Fallon talks about the fact that before he went on the air for the first time to do The Tonight Show, he was a little bit nervous, and here he, earlier in the day, had gotten this call from Dick Cavett, who told him just to go for it and enjoy it and that kind of stuff, and it was really, I think, a huge compliment to him for Fallon to say, yeah, let me do the foreword to this. And he said that he couldn't be more generous and nice, and he was rooting for him and wishing him luck as the host of the show. And, of course, for Cavett, for such a long time, he was Mr. Television interviewer. And he talks about, and you heard him talk about, the fact that he can't believe he came from this small town in Nebraska and look at how far he came from there. All right, so Dick Cavett, pick it up, Brief Encounters. You can get it at Amazon.com. Stay with us.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now, don't just walk away.
Those individuals who are serving the President of the United States right now are not engaged and are not supporting a policy of enhanced interrogation techniques.
The cause and effect relationship between the use of EITs and useful information subsequently provided by the detainee is, in my view, unknowable. In light of the fact that these techniques were abandoned 7 years ago, however, my fervent hope is that we can put aside this debate and move forward to focus on issues that are relevant to our current national security challenges.
All right, that's John Brennan. Of course, he's in the spy business saying, yeah, let's move forward. And, of course, we have to move forward. Why did we have to move back in the first place? I think that's the problem with that. But you also heard Josh Earnest, who is the White House press secretary, talking about current members and the report coming out and whatnot. It'll be part of the Sunday swirl. You know, when you click on your tubes, you got your cup of Joe, and you're listening to what the yak, yak, yak is coming out of D.C. That's what it's going to. That's what's going to happen. The I think it's going to be about the House passing the $1.1 trillion spending bill, and then probably the Senate. Immigration will be thrown in, and the enhanced interrogation report, the 500 pages. It'll still be part of it. It was last week, but it'll still be part of it again. Hey, listen, Al Qaeda is something to be concerned about. The Al-Qaeda folks, and coming up, actually, too, in our third hour, we chat with my pal Ivan Elin, who I think has his finger on the pulse of everything in the Middle East. He talks about Al-Qaeda really being still the bigger threat, even though the conversation has shifted to ISIS because of all the propaganda that's out there. But anyway, Syrian opposition sources are reporting that the Al-Qaeda, a branch of Al-Qaeda, they've taken over an area along the Israeli-Syrian border using UN cars as part of an explosion attack. That's pretty frightening, isn't it? They've been spotted doing that. So that's how they're, you know, conducting some terror ops. I was looking at some videos somebody sent me earlier, and I'm sure there's links all over the place. And, you know, you look and you see, and it's like, okay, there's the deserts, the desert behind the Al-Nusayr front. And you look at the houses, and then all of a sudden, poof, giant explosions in different areas very, very close to the city. So the UN car was the second of two cars to explode and led to the deaths of two of Assad's men who were not killed from the first explosion. And, you know, this is all part of that whole war that's happening. The UN responds to the attack saying using UN equipment by Jabhat al-Nusayr to carry out terrorist acts is unacceptable. Oh, they're quaking. See, that's the problem. There's no blowback there, they're right. It is absolutely ridiculous because, of course, you see those cars and nobody's thinking that there's danger in this. That's how they're able to do it. So the UN forces were able to escape, but the fact that they, excuse me, a lot of times these peacekeepers have been kidnapped by terrorists near that Israeli-Syrian border. And now you've got they captured 44 peacekeepers from the Philippines. This is not something they've done before, but the fact that you've got these cars that are being used as the front, of course, it's unassuming. Somebody sees it and they recognize it as the UN car and they're not fleeing, they're not running, because they're not thinking there's any way this thing is rigged up. Of course they're not thinking that. And that's why that's being used in that way. So Al-Qaeda, as Ivan Elin will talk about in our third hour, because he talks about Turkey and how Turkey all of a sudden is not such a great ally, so what do we do? And also the fact that Al-Qaeda is definitely not shrinking back, despite the fact that we keep talking about ISIS and ISIL and, you know, throw out different letters, throw them up in the air. It all means the same thing, not good for any of us. One thing that has been good for us here in the United States is oil below $60 a barrel. How are you liking the drive to the pumps these days? What are you paying for gasoline? Now, there is the conversation. I always say America Tonight is about the crossroads of what people are talking about. Well, one of the things that is absolutely the biggest buzz happening is how cheap gas is. And when it's 60 a barrel, I mean, that's the first time since 2009. That is crazy. So no matter where you're listening to me, you've got to be, well, you're somewhere in the twos. You could be 239. You could be even lower than that. I paid 229 the other day. Crazy. So what's going to happen? The crude slid to 1.6% in New York. The market, they say, is going to correct itself. Of course, this is according to the oil minister, and it's the Saudi Arabian oil minister, Ali Al-Naimi. The global demand for crude from OPEC will drop next year by about 300,000 barrels a day to 28.9 million. That's the least since 2003. So oil's collapse in a bear market has been, needless to say, exacerbated as Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Kuwait, OPEC's three biggest members, offered discounts on exports to Asia in at least the lowest they've had in at least 6 years. So they decided against reducing their output quota at a meeting last month, which you all know and some of you have called to talk about, and that's let those prices slip to a level that could slow U.S. production that surged to its highest levels in more than 3 decades. And it's the crude we need to go after, and we all know that and have talked about it. That's where it's at. You know, there's no question that is where it's at in the U.S. We start doing that and you start doing the export thing, and this is the time to have that Keystone Pipeline blowing and going. Grim, let's reach out to him. Hey, Grim, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, Kate. Just a couple of things real quick, like saving America's few things. You can save your sugar bags. They make great freezing bags, and your large tortilla shell bags are great for putting lettuce in.
Mmm. And you know what? You know what? I've done that, actually, the lettuce thing. Yeah.
Well, it keeps the lettuce even further along.
Yeah.
Because the flour in it is like having a, what do you call one of them, dehydrator.
Preservative.
Yeah. Dehydrator bags that they keep moisture out.
Oh, yeah.
And then something else, quick recipe, if you like mashed potatoes, you're going to love this. In a regular quart pot, and you do probably enough for two people, add some curry powder, about a tablespoon, add about 4 drops of sesame seed oil, and when you're boiling the potatoes, of course, whatever amount of salt, and then when you go to mash them, your butter and your milk, but it is delicious. Now, it kind of tastes like the first time, like you eat seafood.
Right. But then you get used to it.
You can put, well, that's the thing with anything, but you can't, but they have a thing about memory and curry, you know. So,
you know what, Grim, I was going to say that. It's brilliant that you obviously are a reader and you pay attention like I do. And the curry, you're right. In India, they don't have Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a great tip for everyone listening. Seriously, if you just use a little curry, and it is, like Grim says, hard to get used to in a way in the beginning, but that's part of the reason why they don't have it.
With mashed potatoes, it's totally different.
It tastes better.
Yeah, it absorbs into the potato as you're boiling.
Yum. Sounds good.
Yeah, just try it, because to me, when I first tasted it, it was like eating shrimp.
Wow, so you put
so
it in.
You can add hot sauce if you want to. I don't suggest it the first time.
Right. But you put it in the boiling water. You put the curry and the sesame oil in the water while you're cooking it.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay, that's good.
But you know what? I tell you, just, you know, this is kind of just speculation, but I'll tell you how our Congress is going to act. The Republicans are going to come back and create all these special committees so they can make more sitting on a committee board than they can sitting there, because, you know, it's now time to point the finger at the Democrats.
committees. Yeah.
They make $20,000 a day above their salary.
I know. You're right. That's what it's about. Yep. Absolutely. It's crazy, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You'll see more and more. They need to do their job, and we need to wipe out this special pay for them sitting on. That's part of their job. I don't get any special pay for doing special projects.
I know. It's so crazy, isn't it? It is. It is so crazy. There's so many things that could be funded. There's things that really need to be funded. What are we doing? What
about
are we
all
doing?
The children starving?
Yes.
Right, with parents unemployed for...
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I know. What about programs that could actually help the balance, get into some of the inner city schools and help them young, help kids that are latchkey kids and are disillusioned and they're just growing up in that same environment, help them, give them a hand up through, and that's not saying, you know, we're not saying, oh, throw welfare. No, we're saying help, actually go in and do something and use that money and whip it in there. How great would that be?
Oh, yeah, I'd much rather have somebody, instead of giving me money, come out here and help me, you know, second hand.
Yes.
Means more than $5.
I agree.
A second hand.
Yes, absolutely. I agree. It's crazy. Wow, we agreed on everything tonight, Grim. That's a good sign. Thanks for the tip. He's right about the curry. Because while we have an incredible epidemic of Alzheimer's happening, and it scares me to death, what's happening in the near future, you're starting to see these memory centers pop up. Maybe the curry helps. Maybe the curry will help some of you. Stay with us.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
After a tumultuous summer filled with domestic violence scandals, the NFL makes a big move. That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
On the heels of the Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson cases, NFL owners unanimously approved a revised personal conduct policy. A more extensive list of prohibited conduct is on it, as well as specific criteria for paid leave for anyone charged with a violent crime. Biggest changes also include the NFL now hiring special counsel for investigations and conduct who will oversee initial discipline. The policy will implement an element of leave with pay during investigations of people charged with violent crimes. Also, the commissioner will maintain a role in the appeals process, but also might appoint a panel of independent experts to participate in deciding an appeal. But not so fast, as the players' union. It released a statement saying they could consider Wednesday's vote by the owners as a violation of the collective bargaining agreement reached in 2011, giving the union cause to file a grievance. I'm the Sports Princess, and that's Sports Shorts.
Trouble now, trouble now.
Straightaway, hitting the final moments of this hour of America tonight. So I thought it would be fun to count the numbers for our little special thing called We Can Count. When you go from the cushy job of working on the Hill to K Street, you know what K Street is. It's just a big money dump for sure. So here's the scoop on the top lobbying games of the year. How about this? In February, the Obama administration announced a second delay in the deadline for mid-sized businesses to provide health insurance to their employees, of course, while also ending some of the rules for larger companies, or at least easing them. So what the scoop is, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the International Franchise Association, Retail Industry Leaders Association, the National Retail Federation, were among the business groups that lobbied heavy, baby, for the changes to the health care law. Employees with 50 to 99 employees now have until 2016 to provide their employees with health coverage. Businesses that employ more than 100 people still have to comply with the regulations by 2015, but will only have to insure 70% of their workforce at that time. How about that? Support from Boeing, the National Association of Manufacturers, and the Chamber of Commerce helped the U.S. Export-Import Bank overcome its toughest opposition in its 80-year history. So, battling conservative groups and Delta Airlines, which railed against XIM, it's called, called it a funding for corporate welfare, right? Proponents were even able to overcome some strong reservations from House Financial Conservatives Chairman Jeb Hensarling, Republican from Texas. Ultimately, Congress reauthorized XM's charter through June of 2015 with a larger stopgap government funding bill. So, I mean, you get it. You get the game. You know what it means. But isn't it interesting? Those that lobby the hardest seem to do the best. And some of it for good reason, right? Some of it's for good reason. Like, you've got this camera backup camera rule. And Congress directed the Department of Transportation to improve rear visibility in cars by 2011. It took a ton of pressure, though, to make it happen. One time on a morning radio show I was doing, I interviewed a woman whose husband accidentally, I mean, couldn't see, backed up over their daughter and killed her. And ever since I heard that story, I could barely talk after meeting that woman. It was just so sad to hear her story. She was pushing for this to happen, and she testified and everything. So now what the deal is, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration announced rules to help prevent backover accidents that kill 200 people and injure another 15,000 each year, right? Public Citizens filed a suit on behalf of the Consumers Union of the United States, Advocates for Highway and Auto Safety in Kids and Cars, as well as two parents whose children were either hurt or killed after they backed into them. So by May of 2018, all new cars under 10,000 pounds have to have backup cameras as standard features. I think this is actually a pretty good thing. My cousins, two of my cousins have them in their cars. It didn't cost them more, and it's great. They back up in the driveway, and you can actually see behind you what's going on. So I say bravo to that regulation. For sure, anyway. Wendy Davis, she ran for governor of Texas and made some noise because she got some national buzz anyway. So it wasn't about her opponent, who easily won, the Republican Greg Abbott. It was about her. She won the Bum Steer of the Year Award for her train wreck of a campaign against Greg Abbott. That's what a prize to win. I'm the Bum Steer. However, she might be in good company, because former winners include Governor Rick Perry in 2012, Tom DeLay, Anna Nicole Smith, and Lance Armstrong. So how about that? And by the way, the Bum Steer Award comes from a pretty big magazine. It's called Texas Monthly. You know, they have them in all cities. New York Monthly, Tampa Monthly, I don't know. They have a whole bunch around the country, for sure. So a pretty big hole was dug there. And for her to get the Bum Steer Award, she won $270,499 fewer votes than the Democratic candidate for governor, Bill White, did in 2010. So for all the national publicity she got, she didn't do much of a dent when it came to really making it a race with Greg Abbott. Also, creating some buzz and some numbers as well, because it is about the numbers on We Can Count. This may be the biggest number of them all, the saddest number. We're talking a lot about the Affordable Care Act. As I've already said, the show is going to the Supreme Court oral arguments at the end of February, probably when the immigration arguments kick in as well. But 43 million Americans carry unpaid medical bills. Yep, and remember, this was one of the things about Obamacare. There would be lower medical costs, but there's a new study out that finds that medical debt is running and ruining the lives of so many, the credit of so many Americans. It is crippling what you're being charged for some of these procedures, and they can't pay it. So according to a study released by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, 43 is the number. 52% of all overdue debt accounts on credit reports are related to medical services. That's incredible. 52%. You know, so it's not people running off and just buying up a storm of things on the credit cards. For 15 million people, medical debt is the only debt they have in collection in their credit report. And the report also found that many debts are smaller than the other kinds of debt, but confusion leads some to delay payment or to them not even knowing they owe money. That is so unacceptable, isn't it? Remember, you can reach out and touch the show anytime you want. AmericaTonight.net. Thanks for listening.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.